Judge Jeanine, the military needs to be deployed to our southern border immediately. By Jeff Poor on October 20, 2018. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro opened her show with an opening statement aimed at the so-called caravan originating in Central America attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Pirro laid out her criteria for allowing anyone within the caravan into the country, which included public safety, what the crosser would have to offer the country and their willingness to pledge their allegiances to the U.S. flag and not the flag of where they had originated. The military needs to be deployed our southern border immediately to stop the caravan of thousands of illegals pouring into our nation, she said. Right now is a very dangerous time for Americans. Border control is essential to your safety and the safety of your family. The military, the National Guard, ICE, Border Patrol and DHS needs to block this caravan from entering our nation. Now, I'm not saying they are all criminals. What I am asking is, who are they? What I am saying is I want to vet them, screen them. I want to find out who among them is a criminal. Who among them is a gang member like the notorious MS-13 gang members who arrogantly rode into our country during the Obama years and they are in New York and elsewhere brutally and savagely murdering innocent American citizens. I want to know who is a pedophile, who is a sex offender, who thinks they are entitled to beat their wives. Pirro continued. I want to know who has an alcohol problem. Who has a drug problem, who likes to drive drunk and who has no problem hauling drugs for the cartel. And if you can prove you are not a criminal, I want to know what you have to offer us. What do you bring to this great nation? What are you going to contribute? Why should we be proud to count as an America? Other than adding to the Democrats' voting bloc and continuing the mob mentality that you already exhibited you are proficient at. Now, if you are not a criminal, I want you to get to the back of the line behind everyone else who waited for a visa, came here legally, hired a lawyer, learned American history and sworn allegiance to this great nation. And only then am I interested in even talking to you about entering. I, for one, am sick and tired of the sense of entitlement that illegals have to enter this country then immediately claim their constitutional rights as they carry the flags, not of America, but the flags of their country. And God forbid if we try to deport them to the flag of the country they so proudly wave. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.